You are listening to the Jam Session Radio Hour here on 88.3 WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Listener supported radio for the East End of Long Island and coastal Connecticut. Hello and welcome. I'm Rafael Alvarez, your host for tonight. And this is the jam session that happened on Thursday, February 6th. Let's just go on with the music.
Thank you.
Puckle on the saxophone, Pete McCann on the guitar, Greg Lewis on the Hammond organ, and Klaus Brondahl on the drums. Here with us now is John Landis. John is the executive director for the Jam Session Radio Hour. And he's here to chat with us for a little bit. So, welcome.
Yeah, we come to... we're now at Ed's Lobster Bar, as you guys know, and if you've been listening or if you've come out, and Raphael has joined us to help us on the recording end and to act as host of this show, and so we're happy that you guys are listening, and you continue to listen to WPPB 88.3. So Ed's Lobster Bar is a venue we've been at since Thanksgiving, so this is our probably our eighth or ninth Thursday night. So this week was the one you're hearing was recorded on February 6th, 2020.
Yeah, that was a nice quartet put together by Klaus. That was Jure Pogol. He's coming from Slovenia. He's playing saxophone. Pete McCann on the guitar. Greg Lewis on the Hammond organ, and Klaus himself on the drums. Let's hear some more. This one coming up, it's called Bolivia.
Thank you.
Good, good, good. We are back here with John Landis, the executive director of the Jam Session Radio Hour. Let me ask you, I'm curious, how did this whole idea came about?
Well, Bay Burger was open for about 10 years, and that was run by my family. And now we still own the building, but our tenant is Ed's Lobster Bar, and it's a great place. And that's where we're lucky enough to play now. But we played for the better part of 10 years at Bay Burger. So it was a natural because it was a family-owned restaurant. We encountered Clayus early on, Clayus Brondahl, the drummer. And Clayus's vision was that he wanted to have a jam session on a regular basis, and that would emulate jam sessions that jazz musicians frequently have. So that's what he put together. And over the years, we attracted lots of local jazz musicians. We are we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our mission includes mentoring younger musicians, or bringing live music, live jazz, and keeping it alive in a community of audiences. And there's, as you guys know, there's not much jazz in the Hamptons, and what we've done in the past years has brought a lot of that in. So that's really been our mission, and I have to say Clayus and others have done a remarkable job, and we've featured various great people over the years. There's a night coming up, for instance, that's emblematic on February 27th, where on that Thursday night we're gonna have Randy Brecker. And you jazz enthusiasts know who Randy is, of the Brecker Brothers, and this long history as a great trumpet player. And we have others, Alex Sipiagin and Morris Goldberg and Bill O'Connell, just people who've played with us over the years frequently. The model right now is not so much a jam session. Right now we're doing concerts, right, Raphael? We've kind of moved to that. And I don't think you've actually experienced yet what we've done as a jam in the past, but our formulation for years had been that we'd have a core bunch of musicians, and then jammers would just show up, and we'd never know who was going to show up. And so a portion of each night would be jamming with others. And since we moved around a bit, we've been moving quite a bit since Bay Burger closed, we've kind of turned towards something that's a little bit more consistent, which is just a small group with a special guest. And I would also say that one important piece of this is an organization called Keyed Up, K-E-Y-E-D, Keyed Up, which is part of the Jazz, which is funded by the Jazz Foundation of America. And Keyed Up makes funds available for live jazz venues all around the country. And so we've been able to avail ourselves of some support there from that organization, which we very much appreciate. And in addition, we certainly appreciate what the venue does, which is Ed's Lobster Bar, and the fact that they're available to us. And we're always eager to look for other underwriters, people who want to underwrite the show or underwrite WPPB, and we appreciate WPPB as well.
Well, thank you, and thank Clayus for having put this together. It's really a wonderful thing. Let's go back to the music then. This is a song written by Chick Corea. It's called Windows. Thank you. was a pretty exciting session. So, well, let's say goodbye to John Landis, again, our executive producer of the Jam Session Radio Hour. Thank you for stopping by, John.
My pleasure, Raphael. Thanks for putting together this great recording of what was another great night.
Okay. And remember, you're listening to the Jam Session Radio Hour on 88.3 WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Listener-supported radio for the East End of Long Island and Coastal Connecticut. We have some more. The jam continues. So, here we go. Yeah, so today we had Jure Pockel on the saxophone, Pete McCann on the guitar, Greg Lewis on the Hammond, and Klaus Brondahl on the drums. I'm your host, Rafael Alvarez. I'm the producer and engineer of the Jam Session Radio Hour. Our executive producer is John Landis, and the host and music director of the Jam Session is Klaus Brondahl. Please stay tuned next for National Native News with Antonio Gonzalez, followed by Ed German and the Urban Jazz Experience, taking us up to 11 o'clock.